In studio with us is Luke Madsen. Luke is the new principal at Winona Senior High School. Luke comes to us from Black River Falls, most recently Black River Falls, where he was the principal there. Luke, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Jason. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
For sure. So we wanted to have Luke in just to see, you know, how he's settling into the job and how it's going. How is it going so far, Luke? Are you feeling more comfortable? As you said, it's a lot to take in, but are you getting in the swing of things?
I am. I'm surrounded by great people. That helps, right? I think that anybody in a leadership position knows that you're better when you have really good people around you, and I've got really good people. And when you said it's August 23rd, I was like, holy buckets. I've been here since August 8th. Uh-huh. So just trying to take everything in just over 2 weeks has been a lot.
What is your background as an educator and as an administrator?
Sure. So this is my 26th year in education. I spent 18 years in a classroom. I was a Spanish teacher. I did dabble a little bit in PE early on in my career. And those teaching stops, let's see if I can do this in order. I was in Bloomer. And then D.C. Everest High School in Wausau. And then Chippewa Falls is where I was for the longest time, 10 years. During that 10-year stint, my family and I moved to China and spent a year living and teaching in China.
Oh, wow.
And then went back to Bloomer as an administrator, assistant principal and AD for 3 years. And then went to Rochester Mayo High School, where I was for four. I was in Rochester Public Schools, mostly at Rochester Mayo. And then Black River Falls as a principal, mm-hmm. and then here. And during that time, from the first year that I taught up until my second to last year at Mayo, so 2020, I was a head boys basketball coach all those years as well.
Why Winona? What appealed to you about the position as principal at Winona Senior High School?
Yeah, you know, and it's a fair question for a couple of reasons. I think that at this point in the year, not a lot of people are moving, you know, changing jobs. And I was really happy in Black River Falls. Black River Falls is a hard place. Jackson County is where Black River Falls is, one of the poorest counties in the state of Wisconsin. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful place, kind of similarly to Winona, not quite at that level, but there's a lot of beautiful nature, and it's just a lovely place. Mm-hmm. But it's a challenge. And I think that, I'm single, and Black River Falls is a tough place to be when you're alone. You know, because there's not a ton to do. Mm-hmm. But I loved the challenges there. Winona just kind of provided a lot of the things that I wanted. You know, it's a college town, which I value. You know, I think that there's a different vibe in a city when there are a couple of universities in that vicinity. Mm-hmm. The size of the school is perfect. You know, I think that, you know, I was at Mayo, which is just a little over 2,000 kids right now, and I loved it. I've been in small places.
Right.
I think that Winona's kind of that sweet spot that provides, we're able to, as a school, we're able to provide tons of opportunities for kids, but we're also able to get our arms around all of them and get to know them all and have relationships with all of them. Mm-hmm. So, I think that, and then this community is just beautiful, right? So it's a great place to be, and so kind of checked all the boxes.
As you said, you know, Black River Falls District, a poor district, has some challenges in that way. Winona County is by no means a rich county either. How does your experience maybe working in Black River Falls help you as you come into the Winona County or into the WAP system?
Sure. You know, I think for the last probably 15 years, I would say as an educator that my lens through which I look at all things is an equity lens. Mm. You know, I'm really focused on giving all students what they need, all teachers what they need, when they need it. You know, because that's the thing. Like, if you think about, like, my own children, for instance, they all needed different things at different times. They didn't get the same thing all the time. Even though I have twins, mm-hmm. you know, they were, you know, they're not the same.
Yeah.
And they needed different things. And I think that as I grew as a person, as a human, I grew with that perspective more. So I think that coming here, knowing, like, Black River Falls is kind of an astounding level of racial diversity for a community that small. Mm-hmm. You know, we have Ho-Chunk Nation is right next door. So like my student, about 30% of our students were Native. And so there's that piece of equity that I'm coming out of. But equity isn't just about racial diversity. It's about socioeconomic diversity. It's about opportunity diversity, right? And so I'm focused on that with our kids and our staff and making sure that all students get what they need when they need it.
How challenging is that? Because, you know, equity is something that, you know, is great to talk about, but when you put it into practice, it really has its challenges, right? Because, you know, taking care of, you know, certain groups or, you know, trying to bring equity to everybody, what does equity look like on a tangible level?
As you started to ask that question, I started to reflect a little bit on my own personal journey, like as a coach, for instance, like the way I was coached, there weren't a lot of options.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, do this now and don't ask why.
Much more authoritarian back then.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the way I was early on in my career. And it took me a while to figure out that wasn't the best way, you know? And so I think that, in practice, what it looks like is ensuring, like, we need to get away from this idea that equity means lowering expectations. It's not about lowering expectations. It's about having higher expectations, knowing that every kid can succeed. You know, I've said this in many staff meetings. I've listened to lots of people in this room, like if I'm talking to teachers that I've hired, say things like, I believe all kids can learn. Right. I think that's what every teacher believes. I think the hard thing is putting into practice systems that demonstrate that idea, you know, and so tangible things are things like ensuring that all students have access to all levels, you know, like AP is not just for a secluded number of students. We want to encourage all of our students to reach. And then when they're in those classes, that's the challenge for teachers. It's not easy. You referenced it, Jason. It's not easy to be an equity-focused building or person, but it comes down to getting to know your kids, having a relationship, understanding where they coming from, responding to those needs, and then hitting rigor and holding them to a higher standard.
Making every kid believe that he or she can aspire to the highest level.
Absolutely. You know, and it can't just be something we talk about. It's got to be, and it's hard, but I think that we have a building full of individuals who love on kids hard. You know, I've found that out real quick. Mm-hmm. Our teachers love our students, and then it's just getting, maybe we just need to tweak our thinking a little bit about some of our grading practices or some of our instructional practices to ensure that, yes, I love on kids, and my practices need to show that.
Luke Mattson is our guest. He is the new principal at Winona Senior High School. You mentioned tweaking grading practices. How would that be done?
Well, I think there's a whole, I'm a strong believer in equity-focused grading. Mm-hmm. You know, I had an opportunity when I was in Rochester Mayo. There's an author, Joe Feldman, who we contracted for a couple of years to work with our district on building equitable grading practices. You know, and I'm not going to come in and try to change everything this year, but I'm going to ask lots of questions about, if we are a zero to, let's say everybody that's listening probably went to a high school where, you know, you're a 90, 80, 70, 60, A, B, C, D,
right?
The problem with that is the fact that you can fail 60 ways. On a traditional scale, you can fail 60 ways and you can get a D or a C or a B or an A 10 ways. Mm. You know, so just thinking about how we, like the power of that zero and what that can do to kids' motivation. Like if they get a zero early on in a semester and they start doing a little math and they figure out they can't get there.
Yeah.
How engaged do you think that kid's going to be in that
checked out.
Of the way?
Yeah, they check out.
Yeah, and so just getting us to think about how powerful that zero is. Mm. And that would be one tweak that I would like to see us address this year.
Yeah. Biggest challenges at Winona Senior High School as you see them right now?
Well, that's a tough one. You know, I've been here for 12 days or 13 days, but I think
I put you on the spot.
Yeah,
with that
right,
one.
Right. I would say right now, based on things that I've heard, I want all of our staff to feel like they're heard. I want our staff to understand that I am in this with them. I was a classroom teacher for 18 years, mm-hmm. you know, and I've worked for administrators who are not, you know, who would get your 3 years in and then go into admin program and good for them. You know, that's a great thing. And they have a different skill set than I have. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been administrators longer than I have. You know, I'm 51 years old and I just passed I've been teaching in education longer than or more than half my life. Right. So I feel like I'm kind of finding my groove finally as an educator. But I think that that perspective that I have as a classroom teacher for so long allows me to see what our teachers are doing at maybe a different level.
Right.
So that's one thing. I want our staff to feel valued and trusted and understand that I'm going to build relationships with them, and then I'm going to push a little bit, you know, and ask questions, and not in an adversarial way, but in a thoughtful way. Like, is there a better way to do this? And that's something I've lived my life wondering. Is there a better way? Is the way I'm doing it now the way I'm doing it because I did it that way last year? Or is it the best way right now? And so constantly thinking about those things.
Winona Area Public Schools also has a new superintendent this year in Brad Brzezinski. And, of course, you coming in as the new principal of the high school. Do you feel like there is excitement about where this district can go?
100%. I think that, you know, in the short time that I've gotten to know Brad and in doing my research before I got here, talking to people about Brad, I know that this guy has great vision for the district. I think that it says something when you have somebody who was here for a long time, goes away, and then chooses to come back and lead this district, you know, and I'm really excited to get to work with him. I think that I value a lot of the same things that he does, and I think we're going to be able to implement a lot of change, positive change.